Hello, one and all, to another episode of Come Write a Movie with Us, a subsidiary proportion of Movies with Mattar, where we, instead of watching a movie, we are now writing a movie. Last time, I think we ended off with, we were trying to figure out why Donnie would want to kill Archibald.
Yeah, we were doing a list of potential motive.
Yes, and psychological reasons as to why he would.
Mm-hmm. Your voice cuts very clearly through.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
I feel good about that. Thank you.
Yeah, I know, it's nice.
I've been really self-conscious about my voice, and to hear such good compliments from a fellow vocalist, I feel happy.
Sure, I can be qualified as a vocalist.
I'll take that.
I'm not professionally trained, but I can be. If anyone from Disney is listening to this, I would like to play a part in any kind of...
You'd be good at it, yeah.
...female... role that requires singing.
Jasmine!
Or maybe not Jasmine.
Why?
I can't go that high. My register is not that high up.
Jasmine even that high of a
Jasmine
singer?
Jasmine has such a high voice. Mine is like alto, like to tenorella voice. Okay, but my falsetto isn't as high as yours. Okay,
I don't
think
know
people...
Song
never mind.
Are you saying that a high school training isn't professional training?
I am saying that some institutions may not recognize it as professional training.
That's the most diplomatic answer I've ever heard. All right, let's just jump into it, Matthew.
Okay, so what did we say Donnie's motives were? Okay, so to basically reiterate what we said, I wrote it all down. Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Secondary reasons why Harold killed. Okay, so...
Why does Harold kill? Let's just go over that.
Okay, reason why Harold would kill...
Oh, should we do a recap? Just in case people are starting?
If you haven't listened talked about before and you're confused, go listen to one of our previous podcasts for Come Write a Movie with Us and you'll figure out what we're talking about.
Act 1 and Act 2 should be up. Act 2 is a bit shorter and I think we did that in a rush state because we had to leave really early.
I believe so.
Yeah, that was our short 45-minute one. And it kind of goes over everything that we went in the first one anyway, so...
Yeah.
If you're really pressed for time, here's a really, really quick recap. Future world, brain transplants, murder, whodunit.
It's like, if you can, like, summarize your script in 5 words, what would they be?
Yeah, if I could summarize them in 5 words, it's semi-futuristic, actually. That's one word.
Okay, fine.
There's a hyphen.
Fine.
Whodunit is one word.
Whodunit? Is it, like, all, like, mashed together?
Yeah, but it's not, like... whodone.
Yeah.
whodunit. It's a whodunit. Brain transplant.
That's 2 words.
That's 3. No, that's 4 words. Oh, sorry, missing one.
So you're missing one. You need one more.
Psychoses.
Really?
What would you put?
I don't know. I'm thinking. I don't know why I said that so incredulously, because I don't even know what I would say.
I think psychosis plays a big part, because it's a lot of figuring out where everyone's head's at.
Sure.
And I feel like, as two neuroscientists in the making, I feel like that really speaks to us as people and the amount of money and time we spent learning.
Wow.
Learning
good
everything
advocacy.
Learning about neuroscience.
All right. Okay, so...
Should we call this... Two almost neuroscientists write a movie?
Two almost neuroscientists write a movie? No, I don't want to jinx it.
Well, writing the movie or the neuroscientists?
A little bit of both.
All right, Donnie's motives.
Okay, no.
Did you pull up the DSM-5?
Okay, so we're trying to get...
Murder mystery, that's another word I'd use.
That's 2 words. That's...
I take
if you could hyphenate it, it'd be 1 word, but now you have 6. So what would you take out? You have to take out one thing.
I have to take out a
take
word.
Take out whodunit. Murder mystery.
Oh, murder mystery is a whodunit. Yeah, okay, I like that. Bless me.
So basically we're trying... Harold is this person who is trying to frame Donnie for killing Archie. So reasons
Archie.
Why...
Oh, Archibald. Yes.
Reasons why... Do you want to start with Donnie or Harold?
Harold first.
Okay. So reasons why Harold kills, and this is reasons not for his own internal reasons why he kills. This is what we're painting a picture of him. This is what he's being accused of.
Yeah, this is the court case against
him. Yeah, so this is the evidence against him as why he would kill Archie. Archie's maternal uncle owns the company, so the name of the company is not Archie's last name. It's something someone else...
Right.
Yeah, people don't really know that Archie is related, but Harold figures it out, uses the nepotism to rationalize his plot to kill him and frame Donnie for it.
Right, because we're making Donnie not the nepotism angle,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're giving it to Archie. Yeah.
Okay.
So we said
you could find all of that in Come Write a Movie With Us Act 2.
Yeah. So, basically I wrote that it would seem to the audience in Act 1 that Harold killed Archie because they were in the same rank in the company, but Archie got promoted over Harold even though Harold was in the company for many more years.
Mm-hmm.
Harold wants to frame Donnie because he is young and fit and wants his body. Okay, so this is his internal reason for framing Donnie now.
Right.
Because people don't know that he's framing Donnie.
And that could be workshopped because I think there's a way to make it more thematically relevant.
Yeah.
Because right now it just seems... plot contrivancy rather than this is like a
planned thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
There's a bit more meticulousness. The meticulity?
Meticularity.
Yeah, there's probably a lot more meticularity that we could probably add into this.
And the rest is just more, like, specific stuff that we wrote to remember what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then Donnie. This is why, at the very end, Donnie is being framed, and this is why he's being convicted. I just wrote, he doesn't like nepotism. Okay, well, great. So, basically, his backstory is that Donnie's parents were bankers and wanted Donnie to go into finance, but then he was, like, you know, kind of dissuaded from that because he was, like, doesn't want... to go into a business that is related to his family, because he's a hardworking soul, he doesn't want things to be given to him.
Mm-hmm.
He
Should
wants
we change
to end
it from
up
banker to
it's not a his parents
yeah his parents
sure
should change it to something else.
Okay, like what?
I was thinking because it's accountant. The theme of
nothing, sorry, go ahead.
Say taxidermist.
I said accountant.
Accountant.
Yeah,
what made you think accountant?
Because I saw the word finance in the notes.
Yeah.
It's like the next thing I came up with.
There's a reason we chose finance, right? It's because it's control over monetary status, right?
Yes.
But I think something like a judge would also work.
Yeah, that would bring it in
right?
to a whole new level,
I
guess.
Thinking judge or someone in law.
Yeah.
Like
so
law enforcement. Maybe like even police officer, police chief, something like that.
Oh, that would be really cool because then at the end when Donnie gets framed, it's like, oh, now you're really not doing what your parents are doing because you're going against the law and they're protecting it.
And I think that would like really, really put the boot to Donnie's face in that.
Sure. Okay.
I think that could work. Something in law enforcement. I was thinking about that.
I enjoyed that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put law.
Yeah. Then this also kind of sets Donnie up to be like... like a rebellious youngster.
Sure.
But I don't know if that's gonna attract more sympathy or less sympathy from the general viewer. You know what I mean?
Well, we'll give him, like, lines and quips to make it, like, to make us, like, be like, oh yeah, I relate to that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how to do that at the moment, but,
nope.
Like, think of something.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Harold makes it seem like Donnie found out about Archie's family, that gives Donnie a reason to kill Archie because of his whole nepotism thing. And security is lucrative in the society, which is why this company is such a big deal. Donnie, being a young and up-and-coming ambitious businessman, has big dreams.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense. I think he should have that so then the...
his dreams get squashed in the end.
Yes, and also that audiences like him at the start, too.
Yes. We give him this big motivational speech at some point,
mm-hmm.
make him all aspirational and whatever.
And I think
people
that...
will be like, wow, he's a great soul.
And I think that could really help, because then I think if you make him out to be this pristine, perfect being right at the start, people are immediately going to assume he did it.
Yeah.
I think that works really
well.
I think you need to...
It's like the one you'd never expect kind of thing,
yeah,
which is why you pinpoint them.
It's like a Disney's twist villain,
yeah.
But twisted again. I think that'd be perfect. I think as long as we make it so it's almost 100... if we make it too obvious that it's Donnie, then it's also just going
to
fall
but
back.
But it's not the story of Donnie, right? It's the story of Harold trying to prove that Donnie did it. So, yeah, right, so if in the beginning we make it to be like, oh, like, we obviously know that Donnie's the one who did it. Harold, mm-hmm. The story is Harold trying to prove it in his brain transplanted state, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that in itself could be an interesting story. It doesn't have to be, like, a...
But I was thinking, like, if we make it so it's, like, very clear that Donnie did it,
uh-huh.
then people are going to start thinking that it wasn't Donnie.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I see.
I think we need to tiptoe that line of
sure.
100% versus some doubt.
Okay.
Because if we put some doubt in there... then it will make the audiences think. Because audiences have seen movies, they've seen murder mysteries, they've been watching Sherlock since it was, like, first made. Right? Yeah. People know how these stories usually go.
Yeah.
So I want to make it so that the last act, you really don't think that Harold could have done it at all.
Okay.
Or, yes, so then when you do find out that he did it, it's like, God damn it, I should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
What was that one twist that happened in a movie that I should have foreseen?
Oh, it was... I know what it is because I got it.
Yeah, you got it. What was
it? It was in Searching where it was the police
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, it was the police mom.
It was the police officer, the mom, who was protecting her kid that was, like, that hit that took the girl that, like...
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. She was the one... It was her son, right?
Her son was the one who did the thing. Had... Like, yeah, he had issues and then... He knocked the girl over,
yeah, into
and
the
then
ravine.
her mom was trying to cover it up,
yep,
and whatever. But so she took like lead on that investigation.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, I was happy that I called that one.
Yeah, good job.
It was really funny.
I think there was another movie with something similar. Oh, Spider-Man: Homecoming.
Spider-Man: Homecoming. What about it?
Liz's dad being the Vulture.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good twist.
Yeah, that was
I think that was something that else that was like, yep, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think we should watch, or at least, like, learn about all the greatest twists in cinematic history.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And I think that might be a good way to structure.
That'd be a fun podcast, too.
Yeah, it'd be fun. We'll do a marathon of all the greatest plot twists. What's a good plot twist that you can think of other than those two?
I'm trying to think of stuff right now.
I'm thinking of Snape killed Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. The sixth book was a big deal
mm-hmm.
before she took out the seventh one.
Yeah.
Everyone was like...
What?
Yeah. I think like half the people would have been like, I knew it! Snape was never any
but
good!
But I don't think
but,
so.
Like,
I don't think
there,
anyone
everyone
would have
Everyone would also still
that.
Have doubted it. It would have been like, yeah. No, but he was so loyal to Dumbledore and Dumbledore trusted him and whatever.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
Like there had to have been something. What else would have been a good... What's a good twist? There's like a video on YouTube that I watched a while ago about writing good twists. And I think it's called Hidden Animals, Hidden Instincts, something like that.
Sure.
But it's essentially the same thing where it's like right at the end, it's revealed that the guy...
Oh, you know what was a really good twist?
What?
I was watching Pretty Little Liars.
Oh my god.
Okay. Disclaimer, it was awful, it was terrible. So, basically, the very last episode, you find out that Spencer has an evil British twin.
Wow, spoilers. Come on.
Well, it doesn't matter. Oh my god, that show ended, I think, I hope.
Yeah, like 20 probably. Years ago.
Hopefully. But yeah, you find out that she has an evil British twin sister.
Yeah, we're not doing anything
replaced,
like that.
Who took over her life and was, like, fooling everyone to try to think that she was Spencer, but when she really wasn't. And did all
you know, whenever
this...
you say Spencer, I think of iCarly's
Carly?
Brother.
Yeah, me too.
Did iCarly have any twists? I guess Sam kissing Freddy.
Yeah.
That was a
that
twist.
That was a big... Well, no, not really, because that was, like, the classic, oh, the best friends get together kind of thing.
It wasn't even... It was, like, the tough girl and
yeah,
the nerd
but
guy.
It was, like, Ron and Hermione. They always argue.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But in
that's
the end, we all know that they're gonna get together. Mm-hmm. It was kind of foreshadowed. And then, like...
You know, I gotta say, they cast the wrong person for Freddy, because he's too attractive.
Freddy, like...
Yeah, Nathan Kress. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Nathan Kress is too attractive.
Interesting.
Yeah, especially after, like, the puberty thing. That was really funny, because he actually sounded good.
Yeah. feel like it's always a gamble to hire guys, like, before their voices have changed. Mm-hmm. So it's either, like, it could go, like, you could, like, for example, like, if you're trying to cast someone who's going to have, like, a low voice or something. Like, Justin Bieber, his voice mm-hmm. was great before his voice dropped, and then you never
He's still good. He still
accesses
that falsetto sometimes. Maybe, and it kind of sounds like 2009.
But, like, I'm saying, like, he turned out good. Like, I let his voice is good. It's fine. But it's, like, you don't know that.
But he's classically trained, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't follow celebrities. What?
He's Canadian. We should know everything about him.
Do you know anything about everything about Drake? Do you know everything about Simple Plan? Do you know everything about Mariana's Trench?
I mean, I know a lot.
Do you know everything about...
I used to watch a lot of much
music. Avril Lavigne?
I kinda do.
How about The Weeknd?
I saw his house in Scarborough.
How about... what's her name? Celine Dion.
She's Canadian?
I think so.
Is she?
Pretty sure.
Oh, she is, yeah, because she sang that Deadpool song.
The Deadpool song?
Yeah, because Ryan Reynolds got her to do it. It's like, oh, we're both Canadian, please do
Ryan
this.
Ryan Reynolds? Oh, wait, no, Canadian. He's not a singer, but like, he's
Gosling
not.
Is Gosling! Canadian. I always thought Gosling was the American version of Ryan Reynolds until I found out they're both Canadian.
Kobe Smulders?
Speaking of which...
Yeah.
I think Gosling would be a good choice for Donnie.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's got, I guess so, maybe.
He's got that young look.
But he doesn't have, like, a sprightly face anymore.
He totally, oh, okay, anymore.
Well, yeah.
La La Land?
Yeah, but, okay, he doesn't have, okay, maybe I haven't seen enough Gosling
La
movies.
La La Land, come
but
on.
But he doesn't have a very animated face. You know, when I see Donnie, I picture a very animated person.
Ryan Reynolds, then? But he's too old.
No, not Ryan Reynolds. He's too,
old and
yes,
harsh.
Also, like...
Gruff.
Sure, yeah.
He's very gruff. Okay, then someone younger, maybe?
Like,
Joe
when
Jonas.
I think, oh my god.
Nick Jonas.
No, none of the Jonas Brothers.
Why not? They're back.
They're back together.
I think they were always together. I don't think
they broke up. Well, they're back together as a band.
Oh, are they?
Well,
I thought they just released a song and it's like, hey, we haven't
made
enough
money.
That
would break a lot of people's hearts. Well, they each make individually money. Like, Nick Jonas made a bit.
Kevin, I mean.
He also just got married, so I'm pretty sure he probably got a lot of, like, fans being like, oh my god, he married Priyanka Chopra.
A lot of brown people, too.
I feel like there's rage about that, though.
Really?
Well,
I've only seen...
People.
Okay, I guess I haven't seen the... No, because...
Not from American people, not from North Americans. I'm talking about, like...
Have you seen
cultural...
any rage from...
No, I'm just assuming.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, there probably is, but I don't think it's... Because it's like a celebrity gore, so it's okay.
Yeah, celebrities don't really count in the same realm in India. They're 100%. Kind of like, they can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
It's okay. Even if it's like, it's so weird. It's like Indian movies are like a form of release for all the things that you can't do in Indian society.
Right, yep.
That they're allowed to show in, like, it's like, you know, I don't know, it's weird. It's
like
oh,
they'll hate
stupid.
Muslims explicitly, but Shah Rukh Khan is like the biggest movie star. It's like...
Why is it like that? Why is it so dichotomous and, like, non-consistent?
You know, whenever I think dichotomy, I always think, like, monocots and
dicots.
Yeah.
Your scientist brain takes over.
It's because I listened to those Zellmer lectures for, like,
hours
on end.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See, I don't like plants that much. I like looking at them.
I don't think anyone likes
They're
plants
pretty.
Except for...
But lots of people like plants, actually.
No,
like,
I don't think anyone likes plants. I think they tolerate them.
I like having plants and like
everyone likes having
know.
Plants because you don't have to do anything and they look.
No,
good.
All of mine die. I can't take care
of
plants.
Okay, when I say
it's
don't
really
do
sad.
Anything, I don't mean like nothing at all. I mean like you still have to do stuff.
No. I water my plants and I
Maybe
take care of them.
Them.
Maybe I do. But they all die, and it's
don't
like...
Water,
don't
overwater our children,
that's
right?
That's not... No, well, okay, a child will tell you when they're hungry or thirsty. It's easier.
Don't overwater
It's like a dog.
Them.
It's like a dog will come over to you and, like, nudge you in the leg until you give it attention. And you know what it wants. It's like... It's easier to, like, manage a live creature because, like, they're always... They're moving... And it's like, you know that they need sustenance.
Did you just say plants aren't alive or
no,
need
okay.
sustenance?
No, that's not what I meant.
Come
I meant,
on. You
I meant
you have
a
BSc. A
moving
that's
one, a moving thing. A very big difference between plants and animals is that animals can move. Plants are stationary.
Plants are not stationary.
Plants are, okay. Plants, roots are stationary.
That's also not true.
Okay. How do I? The plants have a radius of
to let to vines.
Oh my god!
Or trees.
Okay, plants cannot move, like, physically go from BC to Winnipeg. Not their seeds. Their seeds don't count because I know that's where you're going for. Roots, can they go that far?
Some roots are like you can have networks of a billion,
okay,
billion plants.
The trunk of the tree cannot move from Vancouver to Winnipeg.
What does that prove about anything?
It means that the body of the tree cannot
move. Can you physically move your trunk from Vancouver to Winnipeg?
My physical whole body can move from Vancouver to Winnipeg.
But has it?
Yeah, I've been to Vancouver.
Have you walked there using your own?
I have hitchhiked to many places.
No, I'm talking, have you?
I have not actually.
Physically moved your trunk using your own mode of automation to get yourself to Vancouver from Winnipeg?
But I could. That is my point.
Okay, then do it.
I don't wanna.
Oh, maybe the plant doesn't wanna. How do you know?
Because the plant doesn't. Oh my god.
I'll fight you on this.
Fine. Nervous system. Animals have a complex nervous system.
Not all animals. What about sponges?
They still have
somewhat of a nervous system. No, they don't. Cnidarians don't have any. I'm pretty sure they're cnidarians.
Cnidarians are starfish, right?
No, those are astro.
No,
something.
Astro somethings are like
Astroidea.
A subset.
Astroideas are a subset of Echinodermata.
Because
they're spiny.
Oh.
Yeah. That's Cnidarians true. Are Scythians, like Medusazoa, Scythozoa.
Are those sponges?
I think one of them is jellyfish and the other are polyps, and I think sponges are in periphera. They're
periphera.
There
that
you
makes
go.
Sense. Periphera yep. are the sponges, yes.
Yeah. They don't have a central nervous system.
I didn't say central nervous system.
They don't have a nervous system. They're bottom feeders. They also can't move their trunks from Vancouver to Winnipeg.
Okay, fine. Mammals.
What about fish?
Fish aren't mammals.
Yeah, but what about, like, what sort of point are you making?
I don't know. I kind of lost my point. after a while. I don't know what we're talking about. I'm saying that an
How
animal.
How do you get to this topic?
saying that a cat or a dog or a bunny or a gerbil or a bird or a fish or a lizard or a hamster or a gecko or a hedgehog or a snake or a what other things?
What about a Venus flytrap?
Do people keep Venus flytraps in their homes? Really? Who does that?
Lots of people do.
Oh.
There's people that love carnivorous plants.
Okay, I'm not talking about that plants. Right now. There are, and all the other animal pets that people keep in their homes are easier, in my opinion, to take care of because they move around the house. They can move from the upstairs of the house to the downstairs of the house, except fish. Fish stay in their bowl, but they still move.
What about gerbils?
Gerbils, yeah, if you release a gerbil, they can move around. They're just kept in their cages. And then basically, so it's easier to know what they need or want because
hey, you know what you can also
you.
Do? Just look at the soil in which the plant is in. If it looks dry.
Okay, but then how much water do you give it? You don't know.
Don't overflow it.
Okay, but that's my point. It's like with the gerbil.
How much
food
do you know?
If you have a water thingy there,
yes.
A water bottle, they'll take what they need.
What if they overdrink?
Why would they do that? They're smart. They're smart enough to hydrate themselves.
I don't think so.
Yes, they are. They're survival.
They
work on survival. It's like they don't want to overhydrate.
They only work on survival if they know that they're not getting fed.
Okay,
but if you're constantly feeding them, they're gonna get obese and fat. Have you not seen really fat cats and dogs?
Okay, but it's like
that's
okay,
only because
if a plant starts wilting, what do you do?
Fertilizer. Move it to another source of soil. Get better soil. Transplant the plant from where it was originally to somewhere else. Put it near sunlight. That's the first thing.
It's always near sunlight.
If it's,
it needs to be.
What?
Nothing. I'm just nothing.
If it's wilting, you should put it next to sunlight.
Okay.
Fertilizer. Probably move it to a bigger pot because maybe the roots are too big and it's not getting enough nutrients.
Okay.
Water that ish.
Okay.
Put it next to a windowsill.
Sure.
Actually, not in the winter because then you'll kill it. Don't do that. Put it next to a source of heat.
Okay.
Done.
What if none of that works and the plant dies?
You're just a bad.
See, but then what part parent. Of. Exactly, what part of that made it bad if I did all the right things?
Just bad at it, I guess.
Well, see, that's what I am. That's what I'm trying to say. That's my point. I'm bad at taking care of plants. Even though I do all the right things, I'm bad at it. It's like cooking. Put all the right stuff in, and then it doesn't taste like what it's supposed to. You know?
Just don't deal with inanimate or animate objects, then.
Oh. I like dogs. I can take care of a dog.
You're allergic to them.
I know! Such a cruel life.
Alright, that was a good 15-minute rant.
Good. Okay, I should charge my laptop.
Alright, where were we?
I don't know. Where did we start from?
I think we were talking about Harold and his psychoses?
Oh, we were talking about twists.
Twists? Why did that turn into plants?
I don't know.
Oh, no, because you said, oh, I know of a good twist.
And then I said Pretty Little Liars.
Yes, evil clone.
Yeah.
And then something about plants came up.
Yes, that we know that part. We just
I'm
don't
trying
know
to figure it out. I'm trying to recount the steps.
Okay, we don't need to recount them. They've already heard it. It's fine.
If not, just go back 10 minutes ago and see how this started. Okay. So Harold, what are you typing?
Sorry. I'm typing. There, I'm ready.
Okay. Alright, so Harold wants to kill Archibald because of nepotism. Donnie wants to kill Archibald because he took the... Yes, nepotism and because he took the thing. But I think we should show at the start maybe Harold being a little ornery about the fact that Archibald is getting it. And Donnie should be like, no, he did pretty well. He like doubled his sales number. He's not doing too well.
Oh, like advocate for the choice that was made?
Yeah.
I see.
I think that would be a good idea to, like,
where
show.
Where should I write that?
Go to characters. It should be under Donnie or Harold.
I'll write Donnie.
Yeah, find that.
Donnie.
So do you want me to grab your charging cord?
Potentially. What am I at?
You just go talking. I'm going to go find it.
I'm trying to... Oh, no, it's in my backpack, which is under my feet.
Okay, then I'll go talk and you go find it.
That's fine. We have, like, the tiniest characters thing. Where? Why?
Oh, then...
Okay, I'm just going to go find somewhere to put it. We're gonna put it there. Let's put it in Act 1. No, I'm just gonna put it here in the bottom. Okay. First day, Act 1. Nope, that's not it.
Are you okay? Just write it somewhere and then we'll just control
it. I'm putting it here.
Okay.
So basically, Donnie
advocates for Archibald. And he's fine with that.
Archie becoming the next.
CEO
person.
In charge or whatever.
CEO in charge person.
Branch manager, because the only managerial experience I have in like an office setting is the show The Office. So.
It's high qualifications.
Yeah, I mean that's how like a small business works. I have no idea how a big business works. I know there's a CEO.
Yeah.
But that's all I know.
Okay.
I think there's a CFO, and like a vice chairman.
What does CFO stand for?
Chief Financial Officer, I think. Oh. I don't know. I'm not a businessman.
Oh, that's okay. Neither am I.
Well, yeah, because
I'm a woman.
Oh. Give me to that punchline.
I led you into that one. I knew what you were going to say.
Anyway, thank you.
So what are we, what's our aim today? What are we trying to solidify?
Motives for Donnie to kill.
We already did that.
No. We only have one motive.
Oh.
We need more than that.
Why?
That's not a good enough court case. I want to have more evidence. I want
to
have...
Well, it's not... It's not that we need more motive. We need more evidence to pin it to him. You can have whatever motive you
want.
Oh,
okay. That's true. Yeah. All right. Then we should have a different motive than Harold. Because I think that'd be boring if it's, like, the same reason.
Harold's reason was because Archie got promoted over him. That was his main reason.
And so then what's Donnie's reason?
Nepotism.
The same thing, then. Because no. It's because of nepotism. Archie was able to.
Oh, yeah, okay, I guess you can.
Yeah, so I think it should be something like... Okay, let's think of psychology. What happened to Donnie's parents?
They were lawyers.
Or someone in law enforcement.
Or judges.
Something like that.
Yes. What if they... Like, what do you want it to be, like, a traumatic story so that it paints, like, an even more sympathetic picture towards him?
I want a story that...
Like, we could have one of his parents, like, be scandalous or something, or, like, let a case go because someone's kid was involved or whatever. Like, let's say... dad's colleague's kid, committed a crime, and he helped them get them off. Kind of thing, because they were kind of related, and then he doesn't really talk about that, but someone finds out.
That's not a bad angle. Okay, so parents, what's that word? Cover up a crime. And it should be I feel like if it's like a local crime, it's usually people probably look at it and be like, yeah, it's okay, it's like families looking after families, it's not like that big a deal.
Yeah.
But I think to Donnie, it should be a bigger deal.
Yeah. That could be his, like, reasoning for not going into law. It could have been something that... But he just doesn't tell people.
Oh, he doesn't tell people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
He just plays it off as like, oh, my parents are lawyers, so I don't want to be a lawyer. But, like, it could be a reason.
I just wanted to blaze my own trail sort of thing. Yeah, okay, I like that. That's actually not a bad...
Contribute to that.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay, so parents covered up stuff. So that's what Harold's going to find after he finds out that it's Donnie.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, that's good. I like that.
Okay.
I'll write that down. Yeah, so parents covered up a crime. It should be a somewhat big crime, I think.
Like murder?
No, sorry. No, yeah, okay, when I say big, like, I think like a big theft. Like someone stole a car.
Okay.
Right? No,
but
I think that's too big.
That's not really, like, that would...
I don't know
if that would be like, oh,
okay, we'll just
that's
leave
so
it
shocking
crime.
That they did that. I can't believe that they covered that up kind of thing.
But also, I think it works because it's such a minor point. Because then, if we make it a big point, then it becomes like a cornerstone of Donnie's personality. And that, I guess that would lead more credence that people will think it's Donnie. But if we make it really benign and we play it off as something big...
But they're not... This is, like, the point in the... We don't find out about his parents until close to, like, the end of the middle section.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's gonna be. When do we find out this?
We're gonna find out it's a Donnie.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Harold finds out it was Donnie that was in the room.
Okay, but he's trying to figure out evidence to pin it to him, right? So when do we find out about this particular point?
Probably right after Harold finds out that it was Donnie.
Why? That's such a big. This is such a big
leap to go
point.
To the parents after.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I think so. Well, I think,
no, what
like,
would you do after...
Well, I feel like he could start digging into his backstory, but
yeah,
I feel like
the
part that usually, like, kind of sticks out, it's like, oh, this is, like, a big event, so this is, like, the main factor that would have pushed it to him, right? So you would start with, like, something small, or something that'd be like, oh, yeah, but that's, like, not enough to pin it towards him or whatever, and then you find this, and you're like, oh, that makes a lot of sense, and pieces start falling into
place.
Okay,
so it's still after Harold finds out that it's
Yeah,
it'll Donnie.
Still be after Harold finds out
yeah.
that it's Donnie, but it'd be, like, one of the last, like, pieces of evidence that ties Donnie to the case. Or ties Donnie to...
Oh, I wasn't thinking of it as that big, because that's not big enough. I feel like there should be bigger things that we could...
Well, what would be bigger than this?
That's not that big.
Well, what would be bigger is my question.
Okay, maybe not a parent thing. Let's think of something like...
Because that's like, if you think about people, if you, okay, I'm going to, I'm channeling all
somewhere?
Of my criminal minds
oh
knowledge
my God.
Right now.
Please don't.
Okay, if your only experience in managerial conditions is the office, why can't my only experience be
Because I
in
meant
criminal
it as
law,
a joke,
me
and now you're doing... Mind.
Well, you meant it as a joke, so do I. I'm just saying that,
okay,
like,
okay.
this is how a TV
it,
show works.
Fine.
Sure. This is how the TV show is laid out. You find a little bit of evidence, you find another little bit of evidence, they shoot it down, they find, like, oh, there's an alibi, oh, someone else was, like, covering him up, whatever, it's fine.
No, it's a red herring.
Whatever.
Oh,
whatever.
We do need to put in some red herring. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then Garcia is like, oh, sir, I found this, like, one big thing. Like,
see, I don't want that.
No, we're not, it's not gonna be like that. I'm just saying, like, this is how it goes. It's like,
I use my advanced hacking skills to find.
Like, Jacob's mother was put him in foster care when he was in the age of 8, and look at this, she was a mental patient at the institution of health and whatever, and it turns out that she tried to kill him when she was 8, and that's why he's, like, against all women, or whatever. And then it's like, okay, let's go right now, we know where he is, and then they go and then do the shoot down thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's, point. Like, it's, like, the piece of evidence that's, like, fairly big.
That's true, because you do have to,
that is the backstory that connects you to your personality, which leads you to do it, mm-hmm. right? So, obviously, it doesn't have to be, like, as big as that, but, like...
Right. I mean, that's how, like, Sherlock Holmes stuff works, too. It's always, like, they feed you information really slowly. It's a slow drip. That's true. Okay. But I don't know. I didn't think of the parents thing as a big thing.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. But then you're also right. What's bigger?
Is the big thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we should work backwards then. Let's think. Sure. What's the big... What would be the nail in the coffin for Donnie?
Okay. Hold on. I'm just writing this parents thing down.
What if Donnie killed someone in the past and the parents covered it up?
I feel like that's getting to be.
I think that's too cheesy.
Because then in the end, he'd be like, no, but I've changed. I'm a new person. That's not what.
I feel like that's right.
And then that becomes a different story.
Yeah. How about.
Because his only thing that we want Donnie to say at the end is, I didn't do it, right? He doesn't understand, like, why this is happening. To him, because he literally didn't do anything.
Right. Okay.
It's literally just
because he's being falsely incriminated.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like we're building a case against Donnie based on opportunity.
Yes.
So whatever we find that is to an advantage to you is what we're taking and putting it against him. So Donnie in this case is completely innocent of all anything.
Yeah.
Like, sure, he has a shady backstory. That's not his fault.
Right.
And, like, whatever. Sure, he has whatever this, whatever that. But he didn't do anything. So there's nothing we should be able to pin on him that he actually did. I don't think.
No. Okay. Hmm. That is pretty interesting. I'm trying to... What would be the biggest thing? I mean, they call it the smoking gun, right? That's usually what you need to find.
Oh, really?
You've heard it.
No.
Never heard of that? The smoking gun?
No.
You saw so many episodes of Criminal Minds, and you don't know that they used the term.
Well, I wasn't, like, paying attention that in-depth to the script. I just watch it for how Garcia interact, and then Reed comes on, and it's like, oh my god, it's Reed. And then JJ is, like, with a baby and two babies and whatever, and she has, like, her own life.
No, but,
and
like,
that's
finding
it. That's like the
smoking
only reason
gun.
I watch it.
Finding a smoking gun. That's like an idiom. It's a reference. The smoking gun is a reference to an object. Like
I can understand what it means. I just have never heard it before.
It started in 1893, Matsy. It's like in everything.
Okay.
How have you not heard that? It's like Chekhov's gun.
Okay.
I haven't heard that in a while. I haven't said that in a while either. I wonder where it started from. Anyway. We have to find the smoking gun.
Sure.
of this trial. Maybe we should, I think for homework we should read some classic Sherlock Holmes.
Ooh, okay.
Some classic mysteries.
Sounds good to me.
And I think that might just get the juices going. But, the only reason why I don't want to do that is that I'm just going to, like, replicate that.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to do that.
Okay, well then let's not.
But I also feel like we do need... background research to, like, write it properly. Because right now we are just going at it in a very write-as-we-go mentality.
Yeah.
Which I guess is fine. Lots of good stories are written that way, I heard. From my no knowledge of statistics on this subject. What else could we probably do? What would be a big smoking gun? I guess if we found him with the gun.
Well,
what if the
gun
isn't there?
Needs to be tied to him.
Yeah, what if the gun isn't there? So we have to find a literal smoking gun.
Ooh. wait, gun isn't where? Like, where are we? Where is it?
Like, after the shootout,
uh-huh.
What happens to the gun?
It's with Harold because the police catch him in the crime.
Right. Damn it. That means you can't even, like, plant it on Donnie's person. Shit.
But there can be a way to tie the gun to Donnie, I guess.
Nah, but then that's just gonna be, like, a tenuous link.
Sure.
Because it'd be like, oh, Donnie owned the gun, but what? That doesn't...
It's like, you don't mean he used it.
I guess, like, the main question we have to ask is, will the judge believe us if we said, wait, so what you're trying to say is, Donnie shot Archibald and then forced you to get into the room holding the gun he shot Archibald with?
No, that's not the case that we're building. The defense Harold has is, like, I heard something go off and I went in to see what was happening, and in my shock, it's like he's like,
well, like, whatever, what's, like, happening? But that's... But the question that he has to prove, or whatever, like, the question that he has to make the judge say yes to is...
Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, Matthew. Come on. No, it's over
Where
here.
Is it? Oh, well, okay, I can't do anything about that if you have it.
I don't have it. You put it down here.
I never went over to that side of this room.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
When? Okay, that's true, I did.
Yes.
Never mind.
Tisk talk, Matthew.
Sorry. I
on
apologize.
The clock. Anyway, see, now my point's gone, because I don't even remember what I was
saying. Okay, well, you didn't have to get distracted by the phone. We live in a digital age. The time for getting distracted by phones is over. You either have to live with it, or just be, like, lost. That is a thing. That is happening now.
It was a question that the judge has to say yes to.
There you go.
It's, also, what time is it?
It's 4:21.
So close.
Well, I checked it at 4:20.
Damn it,
I had it open there too. I had it
Come
open
on.
There too. You didn't look at it.
That's fine. The question that the judge has to say yes to and has to be convinced of is that Donnie killed Archibald.
Yes.
And that Harold just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yes.
So now we have to... Okay.
Did you want to draw a map for this?
No, we already have maps, and even if I draw it, the people listening. Hello, listeners. We're breaking the fourth wall. How are you guys today?
Did we have a fourth wall?
Yeah,
Do podcasts have fourth walls?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
But I've heard lots of people, like, talking about, like, when listening to even the what's it called? Oh my god, I'm forgetting what I'm saying.
Talking about, like, radio shows or something?
Oh my god.
You're right?
No, my brain just stopped working.
No, it's still a fourth wall.
I was like... I know it is a fourth wall, like, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I completely lost my train of thought while I was still in it. How did that happen?
I think that's just called a train derailment at that point.
But I don't know what I was saying. I can't go back to it now. Oh my god.
Okay,
you know what? Just fine. It's forget it. It's fine.
Okay.
It's not important. It's
sure.
Keep going.
Well, Mancia suffers from her mental break.
That was really weird. It's been a long weekend.
It has been a long weekend for you. Anyway, hello, listeners. We're breaking the fourth wall.
Oh my god, why would you do that again?
Are you okay? Is that the part that's breaking your brain? The fact that we're breaking the fourth wall? Do you know why it's called the fourth wall?
No, why is it?
Okay, so on a stage, it's like, I think the back wall is the first wall.
Also, okay.
Second, third, fourth is to the, like, the audience.
Oh, I didn't realize it was meant, like, okay.
That's that's what I meant, like, breaking the fourth wall. I don't actually think these are second and third, but, like, 1, 2, 3 walls.
Yeah.
Fourth.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so the question that the judge has to be convinced of is, Donnie killed, Harold goes in.
Yes.
So I think, okay, motive, probably the nepotism angle, or like something about Archibald that Donnie really wants him dead.
Yeah.
I want to say maybe Archibald did something to, or maybe like, what if the crime that the parents covered up was Archibald's crime?
Well, that gets messy.
Right?
That,
I think,
ties a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think that might work. Parents covered up Archie's crime.
So is Archie the same age as Donnie, or is he closer to... Or is he, like, in between Donnie and... What's his name? Harold.
Well, okay, let's go through all the outcomes. If he's closer to Donnie's age, what does that mean?
That means
it's
Donnie
more direct
and Archie
competition.
Technically grew up together.
Well,
it
they don't.
Makes, well, not grew up together, but they grew up in the same time frame. And if Archie...
That works perfectly. Because then it's... Okay, I'm just gonna... Sorry, I'm rambling over
fine.
You. I'm sorry. Because I don't know, it's like a, it's a general trope or something that every character should be like a different facet of the main character. Like if we take a very well-known example, Harry Potter.
Sure.
Harry is a half-born,
mm-hmm.
but he grew up primarily in the Muggle world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, not really, he lived in a cupboard. So, barely, barely a Muggle world, right? Hermione is a mudblood. Mudblood?
Mudblood,
yeah.
She is a Muggle-born.
She is a mudblood.
That's an offensive term.
Well, it's a fake offensive term. So who cares?
Wow,
there was someone I worked with who we were just talking about Harry Potter, and she said mudblood and then felt visibly saddened.
Really?
And that was the cutest thing ever. But also, wow. But Hermione is essentially, like, she's the human side, obviously. And then Ron's the wizard side.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both different sides of Harry in the books, right? Same with, like,
Voldemort. Did you say Hermione's the human side?
Yeah. Wizards aren't human. Are you kidding me?
Okay, sorry. 100% so, yeah, they're so not human. We need Donnie and Archie to be subsets of Harold?
Or, like, different facets of a character.
I see.
Like, they should be... Like, characters shouldn't just be there for no reason. They should challenge, or they should compliment, or they should...
comedic relief?
Even the comedic relief should have, like, more of a purpose.
Okay.
Like... Let's think of Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Sure.
Good characters, I'd say.
They were all good characters.
Yeah, very well written characters. Everyone had their own certain personality traits, and they all sort of work together well. We got Katara.
Yes.
I was going to say Katana. That's not her name, right? It's Katara. We got Katara, Sokka.
Sokka.
Aang.
I suppose.
Aang.
Toph.
And Prince Zuko. So we got all those five people?
It's five total.
Right. I mean, obviously there's the immediate connection that they're all the four benders
mm-hmm.
of the four nations.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have Sokka, who's the one that always feels like he's left out. And that's also, like, Aang's isolation, because he wanted to run away from the airbenders.
Okay.
And then sealed himself in ice, right?
Sure.
Katara is the love interest, but also she's a strong character who has a lot of, like, she almost has, like, an inferiority complex, but she hides it.
Okay. Wouldn't that more be Toph?
No, but Toph is, like, she's confident. I don't think Toph has ever been unconfident. Then again, I haven't seen Avatar in a while. I'm just trying to remember what Katara was like.
Okay. Katara was, like, the mom. She was very, yeah.
I guess so. I don't.
Maybe she was the one. She was very. She was the responsible one. She was the one. She did have a little bit of a rebellious streak, but she'd always want to do what was best for other people.
And then the team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her. Right, because Toph was more her own person.
Toph was like, the world is, like, against you. You kind of have to. Except the Earth is like, I manipulate the Earth so
right.
that the Earth cannot manipulate me.
But she's supposed to be, like, the strength and the stability.
Yes. She's supposed to be the one that keeps him grounded, I guess.
Which is what Aang should do as the Avatar.
Yeah.
Yes. Zuko is the fire passion.
He's the anger and the passion.
He's anger and the passion. Which you need for the Avatar?
Everyone needs to be angry and passionate, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. If you don't have that, you're a pretty boring person.
If you don't have anger, then what are you doing?
But that's also... against the mantra of the spirit Avatar form.
Yeah, but Zuko is a representation of anger that Aang feels,
but
needs to control.
Yes, okay, I think that's good. But then they both learn to control it after seeing the dragon dance.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite
episodes.
I love
that episode, it's good.
Yeah. A good show.
It was a good show.
Oh my goodness, we'll watch it again. It's on Netflix now. Yeah.
Yeah. This might be a bit unfortunate, but we might have to cut this.
We have 20 minutes, or 15 minutes left if we wanted to.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll run this for, it'll be an hour podcast. I guess it's not too bad. Okay, so if we have Donnie being the young person, but he's a young person who's good, Archibald is a young person who's bad.
Okay, so they're like embodiments of what Harold Okay, well, I guess the young part is what Herod wants, and the good and bad is, like, the divisions of his personality.
Or maybe, okay, because he wants Donnie to suffer. So Archibald should do something that makes good people suffer. Like, maybe he's really shady in his business deals. Maybe it's like, yeah, we can give you medicine if you give us triple the money.
Oh.
You know, that sort of thing. Because that's what Harold does.
Okay.
But Harold, throughout the movie, is going to seem more like a Donnie type.
Right, yeah.
But you see through his actions that Harold is more Archibald type.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe we should have, like, the lawyer being old, but Donnie. Maybe not. We'll figure out something else to make, like, a good
lawyer character.
Or, like, a good old guy who's still able to do lots of good for the community or something. Mm-hmm. And being like, oh, just because you're old and aging doesn't mean anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good message. We'll get a lot of people being like, hey, good job for championing senior citizens' rights and stuff. I think that's not bad. I think we could probably do something with that. Because I do want to make it seeming... I don't want to make it seem like all old people are evil. Please. All they want is to be young. I think what could also work is if we read Herodotus's recount of the Fountain of Youth.
Sure.
And see what they did there. Because I think we have more allegory... Blah, blah, blah. If they have more allegories between the two things, I think that could really work well. Just from, like, a pretentious standpoint, honestly. Sure. Not from, like, an actual thematic standpoint, just so I could be like...
Well, we did our research from this.
You see, in the second act, we just decided to have a lot of allegories to classic Greek works, specifically Herodotus's recount of the Fountain of Youth. But I'll say it in Greek. Give me a second. Go talk so there's no dead air.
Oh, okay. Well, I can kind of pitch in and give you the preamble to that and be like, everyone has heard the story of Icarus, right? The little boy who flies too close to the sun. Well, we were stemming off of a different Greek myth for this presentation of our screenplay. We wanted to tie...
No, wait. Instead of Icarus, you should say, like, another obscure... Like, just make it up. Be like...
Orpheus and... Was it Orpheus and, like...
No, no. Just make up something. Because they're not going to know. You're like, make something up. Everyone has heard of the Greek tale of... Oedipus and his tale of 1,000 snakes or something.
Oh my god. Can I tell them my story that I made in grade 8?
Yes.
About how people got snakes in their hair? That would have been a great preamble.
It has allegories to Herodotus' recounting of Tivrisitis Neolias.
Does it tell you how to pronounce it?
Yeah, it does. Here.
Where?
It's right here. If I click this.
Tivrisitis Neolias.
Well, that was really cool. Do it again.
Tivrisitis Neolias.
Tivrisitis Neolias.
That was not close at all.
That was so close.
No, it wasn't.
Nearly identical. If I were... Oh, we're peeking. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dear listeners, for peeking. I got very excited. Also, no, we still got time. No, but what if we're late?
We won't be.
We're going to a surprise birthday party, so if we're late, it ruins the surprise.
Okay, but we're not... Okay, if you said get there by 5:15, they're not going to show up at 5:15.
No, but what if, like, I said the names of the people that I wasn't supposed to say? Matthew is getting increasingly angry at me, but that's okay.
I'm not angry, it's just like...
Oh, we're peeking now. Oh, that's me, I'm sorry. Oh, very sorry. Oh, shit, is it? Okay, so I wasn't that loud. Hopefully I wasn't. Are your ears okay? I'm very sorry if your ears are shattered. That's my fault. Something, something, something.
What,
something,
I
something.
I don't
something,
understand
something.
What your point was.
Something, something. Oh, what? Right, right. What if Jane had to...
What happened to Karen?
All right, Karen is the default female
your
name.
Your default female name. And,
Logan.
Logan.
Karen and Logan. I don't want John and Jane. Those are too boring.
Sure.
All right, what if Karen says to John, damn it. What if Karen says to John...
Terrible! Okay, fine. What if Karen says to John what?
Hey, John, I gotta get home real quick, you know? It's then, my birthday, I gotta work on stuff, I guess,
oh
I don't
my
know.
God.
There's probably, that's never gonna happen.
Okay,
but
we still can make it there before then. It's four...
Yeah, we gotta pack up.
Oh my god, how long does it take you to pack up?
10 minutes.
No, it does not take you 10 minutes to pack up. No, it doesn't. Why are your hands so cold?
It's only in one localized area. That's fine, right? But this is freezing. My pinky is frozen, but my other fingers are fine.
We should have an ethics discussion.
About this?
Yes, actually this too. We should actually do talk about ethics about this, because I'm actually really excited for that.
Yeah.
Because
that's probably my next episode, because I do want to do that.
Can we please?
Yeah.
I love talking about ethics.
Mm-hmm.
Get riled up. And
I like it.
And yeah. Yeah. Woo!
What is the word that we're going to do? Okay. What were we talking about before this? Jesus Christ.
Donnie,
this is the worst podcast.
Herodotus.
Why do you listen
Greek?
To this? Oh, yeah. To Versailles to Noelius.
No,
that's it.
That
anyway, yeah.
Worse.
There's a lot of things in my head that came in after that. Okay, I'm not going to memorize that. Yeah, but we'll talk about the Fountain of Youth, because I think that's a big thing that we should draw from and see why that was such a story. I guess, like, the story, like, I guess, like, the notion of immortality lots of people like.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should also... Oh, Matsya.
What?
I have an idea.
What?
But this might change the whole story.
How?
What if this isn't the first time Harold's done this?
Oh, that'd be cool, actually.
Right?
Okay.
I think that might be cool.
So
I
he's
think...
actually not his original body at
Yeah, what if
point?
He's been living for, like, 500 years?
That would
be, I like
well,
that. I'm going to add it
that
in.
That would be really
Tentative.
Interesting.
Tentative. Maybe.
But then wouldn't people know because they have a record of which body he's in?
Witness protection or something, or like he just changes his identity.
Well, I mean, you would be changing your identity if your body changes.
Or faking his own death. Like a bunch of times.
Sure.
Matsu, this actually, I'm going to put this as a tentative idea.
Okay.
We're going to leave it off here, and then like, I think... Right now, we'll just leave it. If we ever do, like, a post-credits...
Post-credits.
That'll be it. Post-credits, he's been living forever.
Idea.
Oh, well, then he just becomes Vandal Savage, and I don't want that.
Who's that?
It's a DC character who literally does the same thing.
Does this?
No, it's... Okay, his power... He was, like a Cro-Magnon species, or, like, Neanderthal, I guess.
Sure.
And he was just walking one day, and a meteor fell, and he breathed in, like, the meteoric fumes, because it came from, like, a planet of... regenerators or like ancient aliens or something.
Sure, yeah.
But basically he can't die.
Okay.
So he's lived his whole life. He's been like a scientist, he's been a commander, he's been a slave, he's been a
In
leader.
In the same body though. As the same person.
I think he changes his body every now and then. I forget. Usually he has like a base model that he usually defaults to.
Okay.
But he's changed.
I see.
Yeah. So he's basically been living since the Cro-Magnon era.
Okay.
And he's been, like you see him and he fought alongside, like, Spartans. He was there for, like, the building of the pyramids. Usually they only defeat him by making him retreat because they've never killed him. Or maybe he has. Maybe it's
comics. He's an evil character.
Yeah, he's bad.
Oh,
he's not a good guy. He's a
bad... I thought he was...
Vandal
good...
Savage.
Yeah,
does that
I
sound
forgot
like a
the
good
name.
Good?
That's my bad.
Yeah, he has a daughter who becomes a good guy. She has like 30 daughters and like
what?
A bunch of... Because he just kept living and just kept...
Oh, he has 30 daughters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So one of his daughters becomes a hero and stops him?
Probably. I don't know. It's
the
comics.
Oh.
If he gets
like
stopped in one issue in like 10 years, he's just going to come back.
Oh, that's true because he doesn't die.
And it doesn't really matter because it's
How
a comic.
How do you kill someone who doesn't die?
I don't know.
Take away something worth living for.
Wow. Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good. Except I don't think he has anything to live for anymore.
Oh.
Post credits. Lived. Forever. I think that'd be fun if we had like that sort of little fold in there. Like, he's done that multiple times.
Yeah.
I kind of also want to make it like a Men in Black reveal that there's like a cabal of people that do this.
Like, you haven't seen anything
yet.
Yeah,
they open the locker.
Agent
it's
J. It's like, still haven't learned anything about the universe, have you?
No, I think that'd be way too cheesy. And also adds more supernatural to this.
Because
mm-hmm. I think, like, the brain transplant's enough, I think.
What if?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess if you do it this way, you can also say that the lawyer is his memory from,
yeah,
like,
I was
some
just
past,
about to say that, yep.
Like, the previous time that he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
and then like we can show in the paper that esteemed lawyer someone is dead at 76. Yep.
I was literally just, and then just, it'll be yeah, like, I was wait, just what? Thinking that. I was thinking that was gonna be the reveal. Yeah. I think that might be a cool reveal, but also I feel like lots of people seeing that will be like, what?
Like, not understand.
What the
it?
Fuck is this? Yeah, I think that's like my biggest concern. I really
well,
wanna...
I feel like if we have to give them clues as to how this would have happened, or like make it a law that it can't be done more than once or something like that, like the body switching thing.
Right.
I don't know. Like something in this world has to but be I also set feel in place like, for this.
No, no, because the lobbyists just started.
Yeah, but then
So that means that law. Oh,
but
then
if
you
it
can't
just started,
do, yeah,
you
then
can't
you can't
do it multiple
it.
Times. You could
no.
do it maybe twice.
Maybe. At the, like, the very most.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so never mind, that doesn't even work as a term.
Well, I mean, it could. Like, even if he does it for a second time, it could be, like, he's done this before? Oh.
Or we could just make it later in the future.
Yeah, we could.
Like, 2200, so that's at least 3 or 4 generations.
I mean, I guess, but I also
but
like
that,
the
yeah,
idea
like
of having it, like, right when it's almost, not, like, fresh, but, like, still, it's only been, like, a generation or so
yeah.
that since this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So people are still, like, really concerned about it, whereas other people are, like, really, really for it and stuff like
How
that.
How about we make it at the beginning of it? Like, instead of, like, I guess it doesn't matter, because time is fluid and we could just change that whenever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change much anyway. Okay, never mind. The main thing I don't want to include, why I don't want to include it, is because I think, like, the brain transplant enough makes it fantastical already.
Sure.
Like, that's already science fiction, right? Maybe not in, like, 20 years, but right now, science fiction. We should also look into that, hey? Some,
brain transplant mechanisms?
Oh, yeah, like, conscious transferring or, like, any sort of...
Like, the watch
life extender thingies?
Get Out. It was like that. They were doing, like, a consciousness...
Oh, you're right.
Consciousness transfer
yeah.
thing.
Should we make it a race thing in this one, too? Should it be
nah,
Get Out 2?
Nah.
What if we pitch it to Jordan Peele? He makes it Get Out 2. That'd be kind of fun.
Oh.
I don't think Jordan Peele will listen to this at all, though.
Well, what if we say... We go directly to him.
Yeah, let me just
office.
Call up Jordan Peele.
Yeah, why not? Call
let me go.
Up.
Let me go get Keegan-Michael Keaton.
Was he in the movie? No, he wasn't.
You're right, he wasn't.
It was Daniel, no, what's his name?
Daniel Kaluuya.
Was it? Yeah?
Yeah, that's the main guy. But, yeah, I just realized, like, he doesn't even play a cameo in that movie. I wouldn't think that Key and Peele would add Key in there, but I guess not. I guess, like, it kind of would have ruined the tone, because then it would have been Keegan-Michael Key. And no matter what, that guy has a funny face.
I don't like him.
He's
much.
So good, I love him
I
so much.
I don't think I've watched enough of his stuff to like him, but the stuff I have watched him in, I do not like.
Okay, you've only
There's
watched...
this new show on Netflix.
Oh, it's been cancelled.
Oh, has it been?
Yeah, College Friends or Friends from
friends
College?
From
yeah, it's
college.
Gone.
Yeah, there was like 2 seasons. But she was gonna have a baby, I wanna know what happened!
I guess it's
I
a miscarriage now.
I started getting into... Oh, that's sad. Okay, I started actually getting into it, despite not liking Keegan-Michael Key. It wasn't a great show, it was kind of boring, to be honest. But like... I still was, like, invested in it because I did watch it. I watched all 2 seasons, like, straight, and I was like, oh, she's having a baby! And I do like Colby Smulders, so I was like, I
oh,
want to
yeah,
know
Colby
what
Smulders
happens to her character.
Well, she gets dusted, Nancy, she's gone.
Oh, well. Well, it's not that sad, actually, but, like, oh, well. But, yeah, I didn't like him in that show. I didn't like... Well, I didn't like his character, I guess. No, can I have the paperclip?
My paperclip. Oh, my God. Also, let's sign off.
Okay.
This fine. Has been a real short one. Well, it's not that short.
We didn't,
It's 66%.
I mean, yeah. What?
As long as there are other ones.
It's over an hour.
Yeah, that's 66% of an hour and a half. That's 2/3.
Oh, yeah.
That's wow. Quick maths, Nats, yeah.
Quick math. Ugh! No!
What?
I don't like those stupid sayings that everyone
What's
says.
Wrong with quick maths?
Awful.
I'm saying it like a British
people,
man.
People say stupid...
What type of people, Matthew? What type of people say that?
Every person on social media and people on the street and
what
kids,
type of people? What
kids
type of people?
tell me to floss and who tell me to do the hype and like, ugh, it needs to stop.
Can you floss?
I can floss, though.
Do it.
I don't want to
do it.
Do
it right now.
Okay, fine.
No, it's a podcast.
I wanted you to see it, okay.
No, it's alright. I really don't want to see that.
I'm a good flosser. I think.
Sure.
I can't hide.
I'll ask your dentist.
Wow.
Okay, we're ending this. That was the last joke that I'm adding.
Can't end on that. It's awful.
Yes, I can. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, next week, Captain Marvel.
Yes! Okay, next week, Captain Marvel. It's gonna be great.
Hopefully.
Well.
But if it sucks.
Well, maybe. Okay. Never mind.
No, I probably won't. It's gonna be just like every other Marvel movie. It's gonna be fine. I just wanna know what's gonna happen in Endgame, and then I can finally stop this. Alright, bye, guys.
Bye.
See you next week.